from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
2 days ago for the Chiefs preseason game, I did not get my wish, Gold. I had kindly requested that the Chiefs hand the ball to Carson Steele 15 times from snap one and give me every last look to find out if he's running back two. And you know what they did instead? They treated him like he's already running back two. Is he just running back two and we're good here? Because if they're going to act that way, then I'm just going to have to trust that they're comfortable with that scenario going into the season. They treated him like a veteran. Gave him a couple of blocking assignments. He did his role the way he was supposed to do it. Gave the man like three carries and said, have a nice day, Carson Steele, as if they knew they had to protect their backup running back because Clyde Edwards-Helaire has not been available and that Carson Steele is already the backup.
So the best thing he did was special teams. He was great on special teams in the game on Saturday, both in the return game and on coverage, right? The fumble recovery. So Carson Steele, I don't think anybody's questioning. To me, and I think you agreed even after the first preseason game, to me, he was making the roster. Now he's just kind of put that in stone.
Yeah.
It's not even a question. I'll push back and give you an alternate theory on why maybe he didn't get as much run in the backfield. You're right that I think they did it to protect him. As in, hey, we know he's making the team. We need him. I'm not 100% sold still that he is actually the number two running back. I wouldn't want him. That's just me. I know that's
You'd
a minority.
You'd still be in the veteran market?
I would still be. That's a minority opinion. I think most fans love the guy. I get it. The whole the hair, everything. He's going to be
got a crocodile. I mean, it's hard not to like the person.
He's going
to
be a fan favorite. He already is, I guess, a fan favorite. I would counter and say, well, yeah, with Clyde not being available and then right this second, Carson Steele really being the only number two option. Yeah, I'd be protecting him, too, until you know you have another option. So that I think I agree with you, but
you're saying they're doing it in the short term and there could still be a long play.
Look, I look at the Clyde Edwards-Helaire situation and I think he is somebody that needs to be on the NFI list. Or IR, and I don't know the logistics on that. We looked up the NFI list, non-football injury list, and one of the other classifications of that is long-term illness, and unfortunately, I would say what he has publicly spoken about would fit into that category. And so is that a little bit of a solution on the football side of things? And then can you go find a vet that gets cut, or is there a vet that some other team was battling with a young player in their system and they're willing to trade away for a conditional six-round pick? That's the market I am still very much interested in. I agree with you. They're protecting Carson Steele. They know he makes the roster. Hey, right now he would be our number two, so we can't afford for him to get hurt because our number three is Denarik Prince, who had a nice preseason game, but we don't want him as our number two. So if there's not a vet on the market after the 27th when cuts happen, then it's him, you know, or a trade, then it would be Carson Steele. But I think some of it is like from a number standpoint, you can't afford for him to get hurt because then you really don't have anybody behind Pacheco.
Yeah, there's just no safety net. The reason why I think they'll go with Carson Steele is the unknown with Clyde. Unless they have just decided this isn't going to work, his lack of availability is too much of a concern for us that we're going to do what you say. Like, put him on the non-football injury list and just wash away a month. And if they're just going to play it week to week, the way they used to do it with Frank Clark, where on Tuesday, Frank Clark practiced, and then on Wednesday, he had a tummy ache, and then they wouldn't have him practice, but then come Sunday, he'd be available, and they would play it week to week with him. If they're not going to do that, you're probably right. They are going to go to the veteran market. I kind of think that they signed Clyde, and they paid Clyde, and they trust Clyde when he's on the field, even if he's not practicing, that their current plan is, if Clyde's available, we good, and if not, Carson Steele time. Because what you're talking about is a handful of snaps. 5 to 7 carries, maybe, depending on the game. Probably a little bit less most games, maybe 3 to 5. And they used him. They put him in like every little tiny situation, including special teams, felt confident with him, and then pulled him out of the damn game. They were protecting him to be on the roster no matter what. I kind of feel like they're just going to play, you know, roll the dice a little bit. Because as much as the NFL trade deadline is not an active market, if there was one thing you could probably easily acquire at the trade deadline in the NFL, some second string veteran running back off of somebody else's team. That's not going to cost you much. That's not going to be hard to find. You don't have to make the decision now. This is one of those very few times where I would say, you don't have to rush it. You can just go into week one saying, Clyde when he's healthy and Carson Steele either way.
Oh, they definitely can find somebody mid-season. I would argue the same thing. You're right. Like, trade deadline or the same thing after camp, though. Everybody here locally gives the Carlos Hyde example when the Chiefs traded away Carlos Hyde a couple years ago.
It was pretty late in the postseason, but I don't remember when. But
well, yeah. Or that was right after cuts. Right before cuts or something. So I think if they actually think that they need the extra body, they can easily go and acquire that once the 27th comes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.